British Columbian satisfaction with their provincial government is at its lowest rate in a decade, but Premier David Eby is unlikely to face political consequences from voters, at this time, according to Angus Reid Institute. The pollster's provincial government performance rating has reached a score of 27 in BC, putting the province below the nationwide average score of 30 and well below the 34 rating former Premier Christy Clark's BC Liberal Party received in 2017, prior to being unseated from government that summer. The BC NDP government, under a governance agreement with the Green Party of BC, reached a score of 48 at the end of 2019. Since then it has been on a steady decline, thanks in large part to the higher cost of living, health care failures and deteriorating housing unaffordability, according to the Institute. However, despite these criticisms and the decade-low opinion of government performance, the BC NDP is facing little backlash in terms of voter intention, with 47% support while the opposition BC United Party has 29% support, after rebranding from the BC Liberal title. The Institute says BC United leader Kevin Falcon, a veteran BC Liberal politician turned property development executive, reborn again as party leader in 2022, is viewed favorably by 1 in 5 British Columbians, while about half hold an unfavorable view of him. The Institute noted its ratings came before two recent by-elections that saw support for the NDP and BC United drop in Langford-Juan de Fuca, with the NDP getting 53% of votes but the Conservative Party of BC taking 20% of the votes, the turnout was 26%. And in the urban riding of Vancouver-Mount Pleasant the NDP won handily with 68% of the vote, up 1 percentage point from the previous election. A new name and leader have yet to resonate with British Columbians, said the Institute in a June 29 news release. Among the issues polled, British Columbians said the NDP was doing best in First Nations issues, 43%, and the economy and jobs, 41%, as well as education, 41%. By comparison, only 11% of British Columbians were satisfied with Eby's government on housing affordability and 13% said they were satisfied with the approach to the public health emergency on opioid deaths and drug use. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.